Steve Jacobs is with us. He's from the West Coast, the San Diego area, where the population has grown and grown. But I doubt that the water available to that area has changed much, has it?
No, it hasn't changed much. In fact, recently there's been some legislation that may cause it to be reduced.
Uh-oh. So now here in the Midwest and people listening to 700 WLW this morning, they're going to be in all sorts of different circumstances and situations. So as far as their lawns and their property and their gardening, water obviously is so important. But we don't get any owner's manual when we buy our home and learn how to use water, do we?
No, not at all. And that's probably the biggest area where you can conserve water is in what I call water management.
Okay. Well, it makes sense to conserve water, but putting that aside, let's talk about using it in an appropriate way. And if we do that right, we'll get good use of the water. It'll do what we want, plus we won't use as much.
Yes, that's right. Really understanding and knowing your plant material that you have in your yard and the type of soil will help you determine how often and how much you need to water.
Okay, now here in the tri-state, boy, some folks have a lot of clay in their backyard. That's a little tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because clay soil has a real attraction for water. It holds on to it and doesn't always let the plant have it. So you got to be real careful with your water management with